We're up to the meal part of the Seder. We're munching on matzah, so you guys eat a kezayis of matzah. We just described that that's about a sheet of machine-made matzah. That's about two-thirds of handmade matzah. We eat the kezayis on normal eating, meaning you eat the volume of a kezayis without breaks or talking in between, because you have to eat, and eating, by Torah definition, is a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, which means you eat the volume of an olive, and the time it would take you to eat a half a loaf. Now, half a loaf of bread, so it's easy to eat a kezayis of bread in the time it takes to eat half a loaf. But us, Ashkenazim, our matzahs are like crackers. They're dry. It's a little complicated to eat something so dry. And that's why one must really focus to eat the matzah and not get distracted. And if you eat it in a normal way, so in a normal amount of time, you'll have eaten your kezayis. That's okay. You don't have to look at your watch every second.
No talking
at this point. It's not about kavanah. It's about talking being a break in between the blessing and the performance of the mitzvah. You made a blessing al achilas matzah, so now you shouldn't talk until you finish performing the mitzvah.
Yeah, but what do you do with your kids? Four-year-old, six-year-old.
Right, so you may get away with murder during this time. Like every Shabbos when you wash your hands and... No, okay. That's one of the reasons that the parents wash last.
You can't answer.
Right? You can't answer. Say that.
Yeah, I always think cats should really wash last because it's really weird. They can't talk and ask questions.
So what about, we got maror, so we just have this much maror.
So now, you take the maror, you dip it in the charoses. Now that charoses, I think, is wine-free, right? So we were supposed to pour the wine into the charoses. We made a mistake. We missed the moment.
Before the we wash?
No, or beforehand. Ice. Beforehand.
There you go.
Blood.
What was it called again?
Do you remember what it was called?
What was it called?
The
blood?
No. What was in the maror?
What was in the maror?
We
become very close friends,
Okay. No, this is the time we add the wine to the charoses.
All right.
We're okay, so we're on schedule.
All right.
Now that we're up to the maror, we add wine to the charoses, and we take the volume of half an egg of maror, and we dip it into the charoses, and every person, men, women, children, eat maror. You're not supposed to have a maror and charoses sandwich, meaning you're supposed to have a little bit of charoses left on your maror. But technically, the idea is to dip it in and eat the maror. Now, you make a blessing because you have a mitzvah to eat the maror. It's a rabbinic mitzvah now that you don't have the paschal offering. And you eat the maror. Yes, sir.
What they have made it until now is not this, but the real, what I call the real, but you can't eat that much of it.
But the over here you have a lot of airspace. Meaning the volume is half an egg, the volume of a kezayis. You know how big an egg is. You know how big half an egg is. That's how much you should eat of the horseradish too. Now don't buy the store-bought horseradish that has vinegar in it. That's not kosher maror. Those that have grated maror, grated horseradish with vinegar in it, maror can't have vinegar in it. So if it has beets in it and that red... I don't think so.
We used to buy the fresh one in
right. We buy fresh horseradish and grate it down. Tonight we didn't. We couldn't get it. The stores don't have it yet.
But is it really that amount?
Yeah, but it's not that big. It's like a heaping spoonful.
It's great. Clears out all your tear ducts.
Yeah, I know.
for the next 10 years, for the next 10 months,
and the kids love it. My kids are rolling. They watch me and my wife turn beet red. They have a blast. So the little ones get nervous when they see us crying. Okay. So now, in the days of the temple, that it was a biblical mitzvah to eat the paschal offering, so Hillel was of the opinion that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to eat the paschal offering with the matzah and the maror all together in a sandwich. Today that's not relevant. But our sages wanted, at this point, we should commemorate the days of the temple. Being that today we don't have the paschal offering, but we're doing an action to commemorate how it was done in the days of the temple. Now, the rabbis disagreed with Hillel. The rabbis held that in the days of the temple, you were completely fine doing your obligation, doing like we do today. Eat the Pesach alone, eat the matzah alone, eat the maror alone, you're okay. Al matzotum horim yochiluhu, they should eat it with the matzah and the maror. Well, the maror goes with the paschal offering, but the Korban Pesach and the matzah and the maror sandwich, you don't have to do that according to the rabbis. But what we want over here, what we're coming to stress is that we're coming to commemorate the days of the temple. So we make a sandwich. We take matzah, break it in half, our machine matzahs, where together the two halves will form the volume of one. What? Again, we take, here you could take the smaller kazayit, because it's only rabbinic, you don't need the bigger kazayit.
So it's a
hashi? Close to that, a little bit more than that. You're supposed to eat, have eaten the mar. Make a blessing al chios mar and eat the mar. Remember the blessing of Bori Pri Adama you did on the karpas, and that covered your mar.
You take a kazayit of maror as well.
Right.
So you don't lean.
Correct. Now we traditionally take the bottom matzah, but we need other matzahs. You're never going to have enough. And again, we dip the maror into the charoses, put it in our sandwich, and eat it. And that's why at the Pesach table, usually people's stomachs don't feel so hot, because you're eating a tremendous volume of matzah, maror, and wine. Whatever. By the time the meal comes, whatever.
So we're putting a kazayit of maror again for the sandwich?
Yeah, but again, you could use the smaller volume for a kazayit.
So what's the purpose of that?
No, hopefully you'll have a meal. You'll feel better.
But I'm saying in the interim.
That's not the point. That's an unfortunate byproduct. I think there are two customs on the Korach. I think we do lean on the Korach.
Yeah, is it a good thing to have a kazayit of charoset?
Rabbi, really for everything, right?
Not the maror. On the maror, we do not lean.
Nobody leans?
No, not on the maror, no.
I have such a predisposition to
lean. Huh?
I have a predisposition to lean to the right.
Rabbi, is it good to have a kazayit of charoset?
No.
Not good.
Man, there's a Rambam, but we don't go like that. You want to enjoy it. Not in your Mar or Korach. Afterwards, you want to have a Kazayis, Charoses, go have a good time.
Well, you should have less.
Well, no Charoses is supposed, no substantial amount is supposed to remain in your Mar or Korach. Because that's not the mitzvah. It's just as a dip, as a protector, whatever it is, to help you.
For the sandwich, you're supposed
so
to
the sandwich, no. Not a substantial amount of charoses, no. Just like the maror. You dip it in, and whatever remains. The idea is to dip it in. I know as children we always made yummy sandwiches with a lot of charoses.
That was the best part.
Right, the best part. Lettuce, charoses, and matzah. And it is yummy. The rest of Pesach, that's what we do in my house. We eat charoses all Pesach, just because it's a yummy food. Okay.
Which one was the
charoset? Charoset is this. The custom is that we eat eggs during the meal. We brought you guys eggs and potatoes. You guys all have eggs over here. One of the reasons for the custom is that we're in mourning at the end of the day. We can't perform the paschal offering here. We don't have a temple. So, okay.
Rav, is this proof now that they had... They must have had soft matzah that they can make that.
I don't know if anyone can test that.
Yes, sir.
But Hillel wrapped it.
For a sandwich, yeah. You can make a sandwich with a soft matzah. Okay.
So here's a question.
Must have been.
So Hillel...